Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. So that's why you're listening to the radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, the sister site to us, newcaliforniastate.com. It's kind of interesting the way this whole thing is playing out with New California. We're very, very excited. We're going to be listening. We're in contact with people that are going to be reading grievance number 25 tomorrow. 25 weeks of grievances. Hello. From Massachusetts. Are you ready for that? Massachusetts. And we're working on, Independence Square and New York City and Washington, D.C. People reading New California's grievances. Oh, don't you hate it when that happens? No, seriously, don't you hate it when that happens? Those New California grievances, they're just all over the place. They're ubiquitous. And they're going to become even more ubiquitous as well. Anyway, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here at the end of the bottom of the hour. And you're more than happy to call in. We got a lot of things going on. Of course, we got the Supreme Court justice pick coming up. That's tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. And, we won't be covering it live because, no, we just can't do that. A lot of things going on. This is sort of the week of meetings for New California for me. Every night there's something going on. I mean, it's just... And every Sunday, every day of the week, it seems like traveling time. I feel like Bob Seger, traveling man, that sort of thing. Traveling, I'm ubiquitous. One person, ubiquitous band here. I know, it's the ubiquitous nature of things, right? Okay, we're all over the place, New California, and getting to be even more all over the place as more and more people are figuring out what's going on with New California, and then the also-rans that are out there trying to, of course, put in their two cents about becoming a state. Now, listen, and I'm not demeaning the also-rans, except for maybe Mr. Draper and his sidebar attempts at subverting the Constitution. We're the only constitutional group out there. Now, listen, there's one thing that we can call everybody an also-ran if you want in this whole race to the new state, because there's going to be a new state. That's one thing that's going to happen here. There is going to be a new state that's going to come from California. That is going to happen. The momentum is there. The people want it to happen, and people are realizing that there's a constitutional way forward, a pathway forward for that. So, and it's kind of interesting, the three-state thing. We did our thing. We declared ourselves independent January 15th this year. New California did. It's very, very interesting because what happened was is it just, man, everybody just, it blew up all over Twitter. We were on Twitter for, I don't know, 13 days, number one worldwide. Come on. I mean, it is, and of course, all the positive things, just positive, that I'm telling, 95% approval rate for what we did to form the new state, New California. And then along comes, you know, the whole thing with Tim Draper. Now, it's kind of interesting because the Tim Draper thing has been widely touted and so on. But it's kind of interesting. They have about a 72% disapproval rate for that. Now, and but between the disapproval rate about what really happened and then, of course, they're going out and gathering, you know, 600,000 signatures, which is not necessary to form a new state, I might add. Just a little secret to Tim, and it's not a secret to him. I told him myself years ago, that's not the way to do it. That's not constitutional to do that sort of thing. And he just, of course, blew me off. And, of course, now he's doing the same thing. What's the definition of insanity? Something like that. And so we have an insane proposition. But in that, let's not discount this. In the idea of him going out and getting the signatures really yielded the answer that we knew was already there at New California. We were actually going to pay a lot of money. That was one of our goals, is to pay a lot of money for an opinion poll to see whether or not the public would want a new state. And hands down, we already knew. I mean, we had a sense for it from all the things traveling around the state and everything. We already had a sense that, yeah, people want a new state. Then, all of a sudden, we did the Declaration of Independence, and shazam, it was all over. I mean, wasn't just the United States. It was the rest of the United States cheering us on, like, hey, you go. You got to stop this stuff that's going on out there and create a new state. So that's what, you know, we got that. We got that real clear, and that day of the Declaration really was the big day for that. But then Draper comes along and gets 600,000 signatures, I think drafting on our success. But the key thing about his, he paid for it himself, all these signature, that served as a real good opinion poll to substantiate, of course people are just going nuts about a new California. But it was, of course, misdirected towards Tim Draper's not going to form anything proposition that's going to appear in the ballot. Now, and of course, the downside to that is it's not going to happen. And neither's the others that are out there. They're not going to happen either because they're not following the right pathway. First of all, you've got the one that wants to be another state, doesn't have enough people to be representative of another state, and their process is really all wrong. I'll talk about that in a second. But the Draper one is just as flawed as that one because they're not following the Constitution. So Draper did this. Now, the Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution states that a state can be formed from a pre-existing state or parts of a pre-existing state, but no new state, and with the consent of the legislature involved, or the legislatures involved. Okay, now that's what it says. Now, I want to run down this scenario for you with Tim Draper real quick. I got about a minute and a half. So, in his situation, he's gone out and approached the Attorney General and the Secretary of State and gotten a proposition. He got approval to gather signatures. He got approval, and in fact, he got enough signatures, and that allowed the Attorney General to put it on the ballot. Okay, now, in that statement about Article 4, Section 3, did it say anywhere about engaging with the Secretary of State or the Attorney General for any reason at all? And the answer is no. He started off on the wrong foot because he didn't read or doesn't respect the Constitution. So right away, it's wrong, and it's not going to succeed because he's trying to bypass the legislature because he knows the legislature might have something to say about it. Well, okay, that's fine. That's fine. But he doesn't even respect the legislature. He doesn't respect anything about the Constitution of California or of the United States of America. And that's pretty evident. But you've got to, if you're going to be creating a new state, you've got to follow the Constitution. You've got to. This isn't a matter of we're just going to make the law and bend the law and I'll pay a bunch of attorneys and so therefore it's going to all of a sudden happen. That is not the way it works. The way it works is as the Constitution describes it. You have to take it literally. It's the original wording of the language in the Constitution hasn't changed since 1783. 1783, that's what we mean by being an originalist. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We'll be right back.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, and tomorrow is grievance number 25. We're going to have readings all over the nation. It's starting to really come out there. We're going to pick up, looks like, Nevada tomorrow. Nevada. And, you know, we're still working on Pennsylvania and New York. So that is something that we're really kind of really looking at right now. And like I said, it may very well happen. Again, it's kind of, this is the stuff that you deal with during the day, right? And people say, well, I want to read. And it's sort of like becoming a big fad. And we're going to be doing some Red State Talk radio business and so a whole bunch of other stuff to bring you the grievances tomorrow, because it could be significant. It's all, I'm telling you, it's just breaking out. People are catching on all around the nation about New California. They have been, actually. And, of course, as you know, we've been tasked to help work with those people in Illinois who want to form a new state. I think they're going to call it New Illinois. I just have that feeling. I mean, I can tell you for a fact that we've been asked to help out. Now, I just thought I'd throw that one in on you. And you know, we have no problem helping out. We can help a brother or sister out, you know, we can definitely do that. Be more than happy to, actually. So anyway, now we're going to, I think, open up the phone lines here, and I'm trying to find out what is going on here. We've got technical issues building here, and we think we've solved them. It's amazing when people hack into your system what happens, right? It's kind of one of those deals that you just kind of can't get away from here. So we're going to try and get into the phone system here and see what's going on. Anyway, so we're going to be all over the nation here, I think, pretty soon. We've got, I think we've got 12 states that are reading tomorrow. And it looks like we're going to have even more than that, I think. And let's see if I got this going on. Yep. Okay. We're ready to go. It looks like we're ready to go with the phones here. And at least, well, let me call failure. Okay. There's a call failure. What's going on with a call failure? See, this is the thing. I need staff. Where's staff when you need them? You know, where is staff when you need them? All I can say is they're not here. Anyway, we're going to try one more time here to try and get this whole thing to work out for us. But anyway, I want to get back into what's going on truly with New California and so on. And we're talking about the Draper situation, and because people really don't understand some specifics, and it was made more evident to me that when we start talking about these state splits and state split issues, that people really burden themselves with extraneous items that aren't related to this actual state split. And that is exactly what Tim Draper has done in the three-state solution. Now, everybody is really finding out about the three-state solution and what's been going on there. Everybody is really starting to find out about that. And people look at the details, and that's why it's got a 72% disapproval rate, okay? It's got a 72% disapproval rate. And I get that. And you should too, because people get it that this whole notion about a three-state solution is, it's enormously costly the way they want to do it. And you're going to get three states out of one, or two states out of one, two additional states, so a total of three states here. Let's think about that. Normal state splits, you just do one. And see, in Draper's mind, if you throw the Constitution out, this is what he's done. And he can't hide from this. This is as easily as it sounds. He's taken California and he's carved it up. He says, okay, there's approximately 13 million people or so, 13.5 million people. I'm sorry, 39 million people in California, but it comes out to about 13 million plus per state, maybe a little more than one. All right, well, let's see how that all kinds of works out. He gives Northern California, San Francisco, and Sacramento. That's a Democratic town. California gets to be L.A. That's Democratic. And then Southern California, which would, in his mind, ultimately the demographics were going there, be Democratic. Okay, so that's kind of a problem. That's kind of a big, big problem. And, of course, that is the issue that we've been talking about, is that this problem that he's got, this problem that he's got in it, of three Democratic states now, two new Democratic states, is something that people can't quite comport with. Now, here's a problem also. People look at the details, and they realize at the legislative analyst office says that, gosh, that's going to cost billions upon billions of unnecessary fees to these new states, if in fact happens. I mean, the projections for this are just egregious beyond all recognition. In states that are suffering financially already, California is bankrupt. We know this. California is already bankrupt. So that's going to help out the situation by having three other states, which are ultimately, one of them automatic, is going to be a Democratic state. So the two senators, that gives two more Democratic senators to the House, the Senate. And then the other one's probably going to turn Democratic. So that would be, that's not acceptable even to, you know, the so-called liberals in California. But the other part of it is the expense. Just not a doable thing. But here's the other part of it. From the get-go, he didn't follow the directions. And the basics are there. You just have to look at your Constitution. You have to look at the Bill of Rights. You have to look at the Declaration of Independence. Say, what is that pathway forward to get a new state? And he didn't do it. Nor did the other groups. You know, you cannot get a new state from an election. And it goes back to what I said before. What did Tim Draper do? Tim Draper, first of all, he contacted the Secretary of State. There's nowhere in the Constitution that says the Secretary of State's involved. Then he got entangled with the Attorney General because that's part of the process. Nowhere in the Constitution does that say that that's what you're supposed to do. It's very simple. And now he's in a voting situation. Now he's qualified for the ballot. And nowhere does it say that. And then there's going to be an election. And what's he going to have at the end of the day if he wins? A piece of paper says, I win. And that paper is worthless. He still has to engage with the Assembly and the Senate. Now they say, oh, well, we voted, so therefore it's got the approval. That's what he's trying to do, is change the Constitution, revise it that way. It's got the approval of the Assembly and the Senate. That's not the way it works. He's failed all the way around, and it hasn't even been voted on yet. The same with the other movements out there. You get petitions for counties. Then you take those petitions to the Secretary of State. Anywhere in Article 4, Section 3 that say work with the Secretary of State, then they want to set up a meeting with the governor. Does it say work with the governor to get a new state? And the answer to those questions is no, it doesn't. Anywhere about filing a lawsuit to get a new state? The answer is no. Doesn't say anything about that. In fact, we know it can't happen. It's impossible. Because you can't legislate a new state from the bench. Those are issues, ladies and gentlemen. Those are major issues that have to be resolved. If you're going to form a new state now, New California, we're not doing any of that stuff. Nope. We're not doing any of that. We're following the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3. Read it. And read it well. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, which we're talking about New California right now. We got a big deal coming up, couple of big deals. The 21st, you've got the conference. It's actually a convention. It's first convention, first of possibly five, but first of three for sure. Conventions on the Constitution for New California, and some organizational issues going on for New California, which is really, really starting to take off like crazy. And we've got another thing. I've got about five or six other things happening in a row. This is like really going crazy. But the more people are starting to catch up to what's happening with New California, and our county committees are really, really coming along nicely. So we're really happy about that. But with us right now is the great one, Great Dane, if you will, reporting, actually coming right now to us from Las Vegas. And Dane, welcome. What's really going on in Las Vegas, my man?
Well, Paul, I'll tell you something. We're going to have something real spectacular happening here. I was going to announce it today, but maybe I'm going to ask you, Paul, should we just tease the audience and let them introduce it tomorrow and keep them in suspense for a day, or should we do it now?
No, go ahead. Go ahead and tell them now. It's fine with me. I mean, it's all...
Well, we have something exciting. I'm going to be reading Grievance tomorrow on the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, live.
Yep.
It's going to be the biggest entertainment they've had in a long time.
Yep. We'll do that in the third hour. It'd be wonderful. And, of course, this will be, you'll be ahead of the game because we don't officially read them until 11, but that's fine. Absolutely live tomorrow from Las Vegas. Grievance number 25. Of course, I'm sure you'll be able to get some sort of comments from some of the passerbys there on the Strip.
Oh, well, you know, when they ship in 25,000 people from California to vote for Las Vegas elections, there'll be plenty of people to interview, Paul.
Plenty of people from California, yeah. Since that seems to be the destination.
And we're gonna have a new exclusive for the Paul Preston Agenda 21 NewCaliforniaState.com radio tomorrow. It's going to be the Great Dane. You know, you've seen the man on the street, like with Jesse Waters. Well, this is going to be exclusive for the Paul Preston. The man on the Strip.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
And we're going to interview some of the people and get their responses. And I'll tell you something, there'll be some originals.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. I know we have a lot of fans in Las Vegas, and we have Megan Barth on the show and Wayne Allen Root and so on. The other is, of course, just a lot of fans out of Vegas. But, you know, one of the things I was talking about with some friends this weekend, we were talking about this homeless situation, and then some relatives were talking. They hadn't been to California in a while, and they showed up in Los Angeles over the weekend, and they called me and said, "What is going on?" I said, "Well, where have you been?" Well, they've been out of the state, of course. They moved a long time ago, but they, you know, haven't been back for about 2 or 3 years. And went through Los Angeles and Orange County and saw all the homeless people, and they were stunned. And I said, "Well, this is what's happened here in California." Now, they also said that they saw when they were in Nevada, in Las Vegas, a lot of homeless people. Dane, can you confirm that?
Paul, I'll tell you something. Not only can I confirm it, I've witnessed it firsthand on the Strip, at the hotels, on the streets, Henderson, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, South Las Vegas. It's epic proportions. And yep. I'll tell you something, it's very sad. You walk down the Strip, you're literally walking over people laying on a street like it was the pavement itself. It's very sad. And here's another thing that I noticed. I stayed at a hotel one night, and they have a little breakfast buffet. The homeless people come in on the sly real quick, grab the food, take it out, and run. Mm. And it's just something else, I'll tell you. It's a sad situation, but it's all over Las Vegas. And it's just as bad here as it is in California, if not worse some places.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't, you know, I've flown in and out of Vegas, but I haven't gone to the Strip or anything like that for quite some time. So it's hard for me to judge. But, yeah, that's really, that was really, I never even thought about Vegas until they mentioned it. And I thought, gosh. And so I wanted to ask you if that's the situation because you're there right now. And,
Well, I'm witnessing it firsthand. I'm seeing it with my own eyes. It's very sad and tragic. And, you know, I want to say something, too, and I don't want to sound racist here, but let people think that I am. But a lot of those people are white, single males, and even white, single moms with kids.
Wow, really?
Okay. Now, I'm not saying there is another ethnicity, but the majority of them, Paul, are the white, male, white family.
Hmm.
And I've noticed this a lot. And that, and I know I'm going to sound like a racist, but
no,
I'm telling you, I'm being truthful.
You know, we went through this, and that's not what the issue is. It's about what's going on with the economics. And, you know, that sort of on the heels of this, and we're going to be talking about this on Agenda 21 Radio in the next couple of days, but Jeff Sessions just did away with a whole bunch of guidance programs that were put in by the Obama administration in 2011 that basically gave permission for employers to come up with a variety of employment programs for illegal aliens. and gave guidance for that, and for states to follow in terms of guidance on how to get illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals to be employed, thus displacing the middle class, basically, is what the end result has been. And we're going to continue to follow that one. But it goes on that. What goes on that is the assessment that we were making months ago about the homeless here in California. I know when I went down to the Santa Ana River and everything, I noticed everybody was seemed to be, there were a lot of white people, but then a lot of white men in particular, and white families, a lot of drugs going on too, that sort of thing. But since I found out that it isn't just the white population, it's everybody that's an American citizen is what we've been finding out with our communiques to, you know, with the New California by way of all the emails and the struggles that are going on. The one factor, and I don't think maybe it's caught up ethnically with the citizens of Nevada yet, but it certainly appears to have been catching up with, quote, the citizens. Doesn't matter what race you are or what color you are in California, as a growing population of people that are homeless. It's just everybody if you're an American.
Well, I'll tell you something, Paul. Also, only because we're the majority population, but the black people have suffered too. If there's second in line, it would be the black people I see on the street. And they too have been taken away, jobs from them, living conditions. And the illegals have taken precedence, even here in Nevada, same as California. They're trying to do Nevada what they did to California.
Well, this is a vein of consistency over what Jeff Sessions just did away with in terms of guidance, because these documents were the ones that a lot of state leaders like Jerry Brown and others, of course, in Nevada and other places, had been pandering to get the permission for illegal foreign nationals to get jobs, to take precedence of jobs over Americans. That's what I'm seeing, and I think that this is a really important factor. Hopefully, this regulation will go, but it explains why Jerry Brown got everybody driver's licenses if you're an illegal foreign national. And, of course, voting is right behind that. Anyway, stay with us. We've got the Great Dane. We're going to call him the Great Dane from Las Vegas here in a minute.
The man on the strip.
There you go. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And we're having our convention on the 21st of July. Just actually a little less than 2 weeks. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to, seating is limited. You want to go check it out. And of course, if you are in New California and you are a delegate, definitely you got to go. That's just one of the things you got to do. We'll be meetings all this week. Town halls next week, town halls the week after that, up and down the state. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been driving up and down the state. And I know Dane, we have a Dane with us. We call him a Great Dane. He's going to be reporting from Las Vegas here for a little bit. And tomorrow he's going to be really giving us a great report. You're going to be reading a grievance live here on Agenda 21 Radio. So Dane, the homeless situation there. See, this is something that I was talking about in the earlier hour about the homeless situation throughout California and how dire it is. But now I'm finding out, and again from my family members that I talked to that came swinging through, they went through Vegas. I think they're going to go back through Vegas. And they hit the LA area and they call and say, what is going on? You know, and a lot of people in the nation, I guess, still don't understand how many homeless people there are out here in the West.
Oh, it's epidemic. And, you know, I wanted to say, Paul, in addition to the homeless, when I was on a strip yesterday, I went to the Bellagio because at least I can stand behind this beautiful fountain. While standing in front of this beautiful hotel and fountain, on the street there next to me are people laying on the sidewalk. I mean, just, it's tragic. Here you have this incredible wealth and you have this absolute hardcore poverty. And it's almost like it's a disbelief. Like, how can this happen? So one of the first questions I asked to some people there on my Man on the Strip thing, I wanted to get a little testing, you know, see what they would say. I said, what do you folks think about the new California? See what the response would be. Wow. You talk about a different, everything from chop it up. They're crazy. I hope it falls in the ocean. I'm glad they're doing it. I mean, the responses, Paul, were incredible. But well, the one thing is, this has to happen. NewCaliforniaState.com has to happen. It's going to save California. It's going to save the country. Because what they're doing in California to the state, they're trying to accomplish here in Nevada. And it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing there with New California is a must. We have to have this. It has to take place. And that's sort of one of the reasons I came over here. As you know, I was leaving California until I heard about New California to come to Las Vegas. But it's not going to make any difference here because the same thing is happening here. So I really can't come here anymore. I have to sit and fight there for New California.
Yeah.
To save California.
Well, and this is exactly what I've been telling people about stand. You know, I use that term, the Marine Corps adage, which is what my father taught me and my father-in-law. is stand your ground. You know, you stand your ground in moments like this, and you fight back. And that's exactly what we're doing, is because this is clearly socialism run amok, and we're stepping into communism in California with all the repression going on, because the legislature can pass any law it wants to and signed into law by the governor. What are you going to do about it? Thank you very much. And, of course, now this is the time in which we have only a few mechanisms by which we can do this. But, you know, luckily the Founding Fathers gave us the proper pathway forward, and that is the Article 4, Section 3 state split process, which allows us to throw off the dictator, basically, and all the laws that help create the dictator, which is, of course, driven by our Constitution, which is a wreck in California, modified over 530-some times or something like that. You can't survive as a republic with that many modifications to your constitution. It's just not possible. And of course, they know that. That's why they're trying to do this and destroy the United States of America. That's their big goal. You can just see it.
Yeah, Paul. Well, listen. I want to tell you something. You're doing something that's going to be historical, and it's going to happen. But you're also doing something that's morally and spiritually right. And that alone is going to carry this through and make it happen, because the people are listening now. They're coming awake, and you're exactly right. They're going to stand their ground now. They've had enough. I've had enough. You've had enough. And we're going to fight. We're going to stand and fight.
Yeah, and that's already started, of course. We declared our Declaration of Independence on the 15th of January. Now things are just starting to fall into place, and we've gone through the process of accumulating counties and getting committees started to be established, or established, well-established in many of them. And our process at this point in time is to really start to build them up, you know, get into the meeting mode and start to become proactive within the communities to get support and garner support for New California, which I think is definitely going to be there, especially as we get further and further towards the election cycle and then beyond the election cycle, because our job is really going to get started right after the election. As the pieces of the puzzle out here in California and the rest of the nation fall into place in the midterms. And I think that Donald Trump is going to do very, very well. I think the Republicans are going to do very well. I'm pretty sure that in California they're going to maintain that 14, maybe even pick up a couple of representative seats. That's really kind of important to have a good number of representatives. You know, it's kind of interesting. In the case of New California, there's probably going to be around 27 members of the House of Representatives, and of course, it'd be 28 or 29, something like that, for California. And if you were to have a state of Jefferson, you might have two senators, but you'd probably only have maybe five or six members of the House of Representatives. Not a real big number to claim representation, that's for sure. But then, you know, of course, then you have the Tim Draper thing, in dividing everybody up, everything gets cut into thirds by him. But then there's no representation for rural Californians in any one of those situations, or in either one of the Draper things. Anyway, Dane, listen, we got to run for time. Thanks for being with us. We'll definitely hook up tomorrow.
All right, Paul, God bless you for what you do, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And tell people to join me tomorrow at the Bellagio, the Grievance 25. They're welcome to join me.
Awesome. We'll be doing that. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back. So Dane, the great Dane, is going to be reporting tomorrow. We're going to read a grievance from where? From Las Vegas. I guess we can do that now. Just think about that. I got people. We can read grievances from Pennsylvania right now. We are a national show. Wow. Why not? You know, one of the things, we're probably going to do some special things reporting about the Constitutional Convention in Harris Ranch, the 21st, for New California. Wow. Pretty awesome, actually. Statehood movement, it's really, really picking up steam, if you will. And really happy to hear about that. Okay, so anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And write to voice, write to voice. Now, another thing going on, that's for those of you locally in California, and that is Shooter's Paradise is having a huge ammo sale starting this week. Next week, I think. And I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that one so that you can prepare to get your ammunition of all varieties. And we're going to be detailing that out for you. Just a little bit of a heads up, those of you that are into the Shooter's Paradise region of Northern California. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com, of course, all of your information that you need about what's going on with New California, all that's going to be posted. We just have a gazillion things going on, big meetings, big town halls, people texting, emailing, just going nuts. We're ubiquitous, I guess is the big word. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Cindy Dowd and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.